This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the week, hopefully major this hour, but the president, as usual, making news in your standard press conference where a foreign dignitary comes over, and the president, as is his wont, to say the least, answering a few more questions than expected in the Oval Office, and then more during the formal press conference, including saying that, yes, they will be firing some January 6th investigators quickly and surgically. I thought the whole point was when he ran against Joe Biden that the president was supposed to stay out of the DOJ. That's what we heard. It was the Biden-run DOJ. We got to get back to that independence. I guess not. Nobody's surprised, by the way. So hopefully major at the bottom of the hour. All right, let's talk the Super Bowl. And we talked about it game-wise with Matthew Collar. We moved Collar earlier in the show when we were trying to make a little bit more room for a major. So that's podcastable, like all segments, like all half hours, like all hours. Just anywhere you get your podcasts. Punch in Chad Hartman Show. We thank you so much for doing that. We would love to double, triple, quadruple all those numbers. Just try it. Convince some other people to try the show. You know, everybody's got their schedule. You know, one time works for somebody. One time doesn't work for somebody. So just punch in if you listen occasionally and say, you know, I'd like to listen more, but I'm working then, or I got family stuff or whatever it might be. You don't have to worry about that when you podcast it, when you sign up for it, Chad Hartman Show, and then you can listen whenever you want, including Collar talking about KOC, some Vikings news, and the Super Bowl from earlier today. So the topic related to the bowl is, how do you want to consume it? What is your ideal scenario to watch, listen, and enjoy the Super Bowl? You want to watch it solo. You want to watch it with your significant other. You want to watch it with a couple buddies. You want to watch it at a huge party. What food do you want? Do you want people to shut up during the commercials? Do you want them to be quiet during the game? Do you want the constant talk? Your excitement level for the halftime performance by Kendrick Lamar, who's ruling the world at this point. All right, I want people to chime in, phone call or text. Again, how do you want to consume the Super Bowl, or is it also possible how unfortunately you're going to consume the Super Bowl? So Dave Harrigan, ideal world. You can watch the Super Bowl any way you want, What is it? Paint the picture for me.
All right, let's paint it. Number one, I want to watch it not at my house because that means I don't have to clean up afterwards. That's number one. Also, don't have to do a lot of preparation. That's also good.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Thank you very much. I don't want pizza. Pizza's delicious. It's also lazy on Super Bowl Sunday. You can do better. I think food-wise, the perfect Super Bowl option for, and I don't want a huge group. I don't want to be by myself. A few friends would be great. Significant others is fine. If they're bringing kids, maybe we can keep the kids in another area of the house so we can hear the game. That would be okay.
No kids. Can I just chime in on that one? Kids either aren't brought or in, you nailed it, maybe a hermetically sealed room somewhere else.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Shut the door, say we'll open it up in about 3 hours and we'll slide some food under the door. It's fine.
Yes. Not good food either.
No. No, I just,
cheese,
you know,
pizza.
Some flat chicken nuggets, some bad pizza. They won't know the difference. But small group, you can talk during the game. I would like to hear the commercials more than I would like to hear the commentators during the game. So that's just fine with me. But I think the food, I think taco bar is the way to go. Super Bowl Sunday, taco bar.
We have a lot of similarities. I think it's a cross-section of some diehard football fans and some others who don't give a damn and are just there for the festivities. I'm going to go with the ideal number, 6. I see 6. I see a giant couch for some and a couple chairs for others.
Okay.
I don't know if I want everybody in the couch with me.
How about a beanbag?
Do you want all 6 people on the couch? That's too much.
Well, if you got a big couch, you get the, you know, the big L-shaped sectional. You could do 6. It's possible.
More space. No. More space. I don't mind some level of dialogue during the game. I don't need shh. You know? But I'd like to be able to hear some of the commentary occasionally.
You're a big Brady guy. I always have been.
Well, I'll give him credit. I think he has improved later in the year. But the bar was low. But if I could have Olsen over Brady, I'd take it. I still think it's so strange. It's another reminder, you know, because of his expanding role with the Raiders, where, like, their whole broadcast crew, and this has been going on all year, but it just even stands out more with the Super Bowl. Their whole broadcast crew, one day they're going to see the Chiefs, one day they're going to see the Eagles, and he can't go to either.
That's right.
I mean, come on.
You know who would also like Greg Olsen over Tom Brady? Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen? Yeah. Yeah. Well, part of the reason why, it went from $10 million per year to $3 million per year. Pizza is lazy. I'm with you. I'm never, ever going to quibble with a taco bar. How about a little barbecue, though? Where do you stand on that? Or are you worried that's too messy? Because not like tacos aren't kind of messy. So, I mean, if you could give me a little brisket, a little ribs, some burnt ends,
I've got
coleslaw, some spicy mac and cheese.
Absolutely.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, no quibble with me on that. You can do that. If you want to just do, you know, standard pulled pork Sammy's, that's okay. Yeah. That's fine.
No prob. Now, Darasha just texted me. He says caviar and oysters the entire time.
Beluga.
Yes.
And nothing and but bubbles pie to drink.
Yeah. What sort of drinks are we talking?
What sort of drinks are we? Well, I mean, you got to have the beers. You got to have some sodas for those that don't want to imbibe, which is fine.
Pop. Come on. Get to Minnesota.
I like to say that to annoy you. We can do some simple mixed drinks, too. You know, you're not going to be a bartender mixologist, but if you want a couple bottles and, you know, make a whiskey Coke, whiskey sour, whatever, make a little old-fashioned, that's perfectly fine, too.
Jason does actually text this time and says he is making lobster rolls. Pork, always a good answer. Ooh, yeah.
You know, so,
and he's off and he's still listening. So thank you, Jason. If you have someone, see, I think non-alcoholic and alcoholic. I think because it's a unique day, if you can have something a little bit different and you have somebody who is a bit of a mixologist, I think that's a great touch.
I think you just want them off the couch and out of the room.
I just want, like, I want to go to the old fashioned. I want the Pepsi in the can. I want the surprise drink. Again, if you suggested calories don't count on a trip, calories certainly don't count Super Bowl Sunday, do they?
You're getting a very sticky situation. I'll have to run that by the committee, but I believe after we left it, committee did decide that holiday and Super Bowl calories, unfortunately, do count as long as you are not on vacation.
Out of here.
Sorry.
Fire the committee.
No. Committee was great today. You said it yourself.
Well, this last one that didn't make the cut is a disaster. Okay, let's get to this one, too. We're ahead of dating games. I love when the NFL tells us, you know, we're going to be very worried about the health of the players. Okay. If they could play, if they could have the players play a game every day, they probably would do it. So eventually we're headed to 18 games, and then the Monday afterwards is a holiday. But among the dumbest ideas on the planet is this one where the game has to be Saturday. The game has to be Saturday because we have to go to work on Monday. The game is starting Central Time, 5:30.
Yes.
And as long as Kendrick's going to go, we're still going to have the game end at what, about 9:10? By the time everything finishes?
Give or take. Maybe you get an overtime. It could happen.
I know some people are Adam Carter. Did you hear him today? He's so old. He is the oldest 50-year-old ever. He's like, I now watch all my shows with closed caption on. Does he take his teeth out right after the show? Who is this guy? He is so old.
He's your guy. So, your buddy.
Yeah, I know. I feel younger when I'm around him. I think that's it.
That must feel good for you. Yeah, your ears still work. You have your own teeth. That's always nice.
I don't need closed caption when I'm watching every single show. Does he put a shawl on?
A shawl, again, you know, cuddle up in a nice Afghan.
Yeah. Now, slippers are underrated, so I'm not going to rip him if he's wearing slippers. You're with me now on this stupidity of we have to move it to Saturday, right?
No, it's Super Bowl Sunday. It will always be Super Bowl Sunday because the NFL plays on Sundays. That's how it works. And the idea that we need it on Saturday or we need Monday to be a holiday. How about just don't get blotto during the Super Bowl?
Exactly.
Okay.
Or, by the way, if you do have a cocktail or two, guess what? The game ends, and you know what time you can go to bed? 9:30.
You can do that. You can mix in a glass of water. You're allowed.
Exactly. You could watch the game without, you know, going to the Busch Lights, like your 17th Busch Light. You're fine. Okay. What is your ideal Super Bowl watching scenario? Do you like I might be solo. Because Kathleen and Q went back, then a couple of my other friends who I watched with last year, they're out. Some other friends want me to go to a big party. I'm like, I don't want to go to the big party. Do you want the 20 people? No, I'm out on that.
No, I've done that a time or two, and that's too many. Can you just find a couple vagrants to invite over so you at least have a little company?
Should I just wander the streets?
Hey, I got a party at my place. Want to come over?
Lady almost ran me over yesterday. I could maybe track her down. I watch plenty of Vikings games by myself. I think I'll be okay. 651-461-9226 on CCO.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Can we have an on-air show meeting? Have we heard anything from one Major Garrett about the possibility of 235?
We have not yet. He has told me he will advise as soon as he is able to do that, if he is able to join us.
Got it. We're talking your ideal scenario for the Super Bowl. Lots of texts coming in. Here is this text, because it's a broader show question, and we can address this for sure. You know, I really enjoyed listening to you guys as I'm commuting, but I'm kind of a news person. You guys are supposed to be a news station. It seems like you talk more about sports. I mean, there's KFAN for that. All right. There are many shows where we don't talk any sports. But we cover, part of what I think we're trying to do is cover topics which we think a number of people might find compelling, interesting, make you think a little bit, make you laugh, get you angry. It's silly. It's nonsense. And sports is very popular in this country. It just is. And the Super Bowl will have about double of any other television show for the entire year. And then the second place game, Dave, will be what? Either the AFC or NFC championship game. And do we have regulars on who cover sports? Sure, we do. By the way, my former station, and this even goes back to when I was there, and I've been gone since 2009, so their run of brilliant success since they moved to FM, I have zero to do with it, nothing. But there are many shows on The Fan where they don't talk sports at all. Morning show barely talks sports. Dan, my former partner, I don't know, what does he do? 70% sports, 30% other stuff? So it's kind of a And I get if people don't listen to either one, where you might think, well, CCO is only news or the fan is only sports. It's really not that way. It, you may want it to be that way, and you're certainly entitled to that opinion, but it doesn't quite get buttoned up in that manner. Okay, a number of texts bringing up the point of our guy Harlan. So we didn't do it this year. I'm sure we'll talk to Kevin again. I thought I'd give him a break because we've reached out many times before, either before the game or after the game. But Kevin Harlan's working with Kurt Warner. And I looked it up again just to be reminded how remarkable this is for Kevin. This is his 15th straight Super Bowl. He's calling. Think about that. You know, when it bounces around from network to network on the TV side, you don't have that opportunity. You know, when Joe Buck had a bunch with Fox, he'll have one when ABC gets it. Is that next year maybe or coming up? And Burkhart's had a couple. Nance has had a bunch. But for Kevin to be viewed that far ahead of the other broadcasters by Westwood One is a remarkable accomplishment. Among some of the food, small group, wings, chili, tacos, beers, veggie plate, quiet during commercials. Can I just take it on right here? Chicken wings, overrated. They're fine. I don't turn them down. If I'm at a party, fine. I don't seek them out. They're overhyped. Chicken wings. Where do you stand?
They are overhyped. I do like wings, and I love actually the idea of having them not as the sole focus. I mean, having the wings with the chili, that's a good party to me. I'm on board with that.
Yeah. Chili, but you need to have kind of a smorgasbord of items to put in the chili, right?
Well, if your chili's weak, sure.
Get out of here.
My chili is strong enough to stand on its own. But if I was having a party, there would be the options for sour cream, you know, the cheddar cheese, a little chives. You need some chives in your chili? Like your chili hot?
Dexter, the commercials are so lame, they're not worth watching. There are some who believe that. I enjoy many of them. And I enjoy the debate on it, too. Romo or Brady, where do you stand? I think Romo is appreciably better than Brady. I think Brady improved noticeably as the season moved along. But does he match up with some of the other better broadcasters? No, he does not.
No. Give me Romo.
I don't know.
But give me Greg Olson over both of them.
Yes, exactly. I don't know how many broadcasters, by the way, their first year, they were working the Super Bowl. It's a pretty significant challenge. Chili, cheese dip, chips, and tuna. Well, I make the greatest tuna on the planet, but I don't know about tuna at the Super Bowl party.
Yeah, what kind of tuna? We just open up a can. Here you go.
Maybe everybody just gets a can, and then you get whatever condiment you want.
Okay. Just pass the can opener around. Hey, don't drain it here.
Yeah. Yes. You get a, as Carla used to say, a colander. You get a colander. With the Bolivian accent. It was great. Go to a Super Bowl party at the same friend's house every year. There are TVs in three rooms, about 12 to 16 people, women in one room, men in the other, mixed group. A group of six would be more conductive. Guests bring appetizers, share, love the camaraderie. But a small group allows me to watch the game at commercials. Now, where do you stand on that? Where you go to a party and there's like three rooms divided. That sounds pretty fun to me.
That sounds okay. This country has frowned on segregation, Chad. But, yes. You know,
I don't think we have to set up men only, women only, and then the combo folks. But to give you options, you know, you got to have a mansion like Carter to pull that off.
Yeah, Carter's kicking you out at halftime, though, because he's got to get nappy time.
Oh, he's asleep. And by the way, he's got the closed caption covering half the game.
That's right.
you know, so you can't even see what's going on. But Dexter remembers everything, goes, maybe Carter's friend who showed up last year at about 12:30 at night can come on over and watch the game with me. Oh, man. Everybody can work the next day if they work remotely from Arizona and start at noon. I don't know. I don't know anybody who's in Arizona and starts at noon.
Mm-mm-mm.
But, yeah, the West Coast. West Coast Super Bowl time of 3:30. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. My ideal Super Bowl watching, all the texts coming in, will be having Red Lobster delivered and putting in a good movie. Why watch the Super Bowl? Because you know the refs will win it for the Chiefs. I guess if I could paint out one scenario, and I love dynasties. I'm pro dynasties. I think sports are better with dynasties. Plus, the Eagles are fairly loathsome, so I'll probably be leaning the Chiefs. But if there's some call that totally goes the Chiefs' way and provides us with more material for Monday, perfect, right?
Yes, I'm all for it.
And by the way, Donald, as a texter points out, is now bringing back plastic straws. I was going to say, how often did you go somewhere and you couldn't get a plastic straw?
Zero times.
Yeah. The places where that happened for me were the places I know they weren't going to give me plastic straws already. Okay? Vegetarian, something unique, something different. That will not be the cause of solving my insomnia, that the plastic straws are back. But thank God Donald has stepped up. It's 2:34 on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Major's here. Before we jump into politics, we just had a couple segments, Major, on the ideal scenario to watch the Super Bowl. So for you, it's a 6:30 start. Tell me your ideal scenario. I'm thinking, Dave Harrigan, Major's just knocking on his neighbor's doors and saying, come on over, everybody. You know, leave stuff. Don't even think about a coaster. Bring whatever food you want, anybody you want. Come on over to the mansion.
Actually, Chad, I moved the refrigerator in front of the door, you know, so nobody can come in. I unplug it. It's a really good refrigerator, so it can stand being unplugged for 4 hours, and I put it in front of the door so no one can enter.
People are pounding on the door like it's a Who concert, and you will not let them in.
No.
Is there any scenario where you watch the bowl with like 10, 20 people, or is it always a smaller group?
Very small group, yes. Very small group. It will be an acutely small group this particular Super Bowl. My wife's in Southern California, so I'll be by myself, which is just fine.
Yeah. I might be by myself. Should I just FaceTime you the entire time, just over and over again after each play?
You give that a big aggressive try, my brother.
Why isn't Major answering? I just don't understand. Okay, the president speaks to the media twice today. That's about his normal amount.
Yep.
You just anchored coverage on CBSN. Give me the biggest headline of the day.
That the president has put into still more limbo a pending acquisition by Nippon Steel of U.S. Steel. And if you don't think that matters in America, it does. It's a $15 billion transaction, not the biggest imaginable, but of more than modest size. The fate of steel workers in Pennsylvania and Indiana and many other places where steel is made in different ways through electric arc furnaces as opposed to older blast furnaces, which are in Pennsylvania and Indiana, all hang in the balance. The president said it would not be psychologically good, that's a direct quote, for Nippon Steel to purchase U.S. Steel, though he kept referring to it as Nissan. It's not Nissan, it's Nippon, but we'll set that aside. and that it's going to be an investment deal. Well, this will come as shocking news to Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel, because this transaction is an investment transaction. Nippon Steel is agreeing to infuse hundreds of millions of dollars into U.S. Steel to make it more competitive. And it has handed over to the federal government, whether it's the Trump government or the Biden administration previously, control over U.S. production. All that's still pending. That merger, that acquisition, rather, was blocked in the latter days of the Biden administration under national security grounds, even though the committee reviewing it reached no conclusion as whether or not it was a national security threat or not. Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel are both suing in federal court to overturn that decision. That lawsuit's still pending. And Trump said, well, it's not going to be an acquisition. It's just going to be an investment. Notably, the Japanese prime minister said nothing about this, one way or the other. Clearly, the president is trying to leverage this in another direction. He wants more concessions. He wants something more that's currently not been said by U.S. Steel to authorize this. He is leveraging it in full public view, and he may or may not get his way, but that was sort of hardcore, pseudo-diplomatic, pseudo-brass-knuckle business negotiating in public view with a kind of patina of diplomacy over it.
The president was once again asked about firing the investigators tied to January 6th.
Yep.
And he said, yes, that will happen. It will happen surgically.
Surgically,
and
yeah.
Quickly. Yep.
Yeah.
So what was your reaction to that?
About here, what we're talking about here is not the senior FBI leadership. It's field agents who were assigned to cases. And remember the January 6th cases, because people came from all over the country based on the mythology that the election of 2020 was stolen. It was not. Some entered the Capitol violently. Some entered the Capitol not so violently, but entered a place that they should not have been. And the cases were investigated all over the country. And FBI field agents were assigned to cases. If you know anything about the FBI, you know that FBI agents don't have the discretion to say, you know, I don't think I want to work on that one. Whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't do that. They can't say, that, oh, no, not today, not that one. I want to wait for a really
I'm busy big... right now.
Yeah, I want to wait for a I only work on big cases, boss. That's not the way the FBI works. So the president has said, and Kash Patel has said, well, we're not going to fire those field agents who got assigned and just did what they were told. But we want all their names anyway. Why? Who knows? Reasonably, these agents are nervous that their identities will be divulged, and therefore they will become what? Targets of harassment, vilification, doxing, and other things from those who still cling, and I use that word intentionally, cling to the mythology of the 2020 election and malevolently harass people who did their jobs in relationship to that televised crime on January 6, 2021. So the president is using gentler words to mask something that FBI agents, not me, don't listen to me, just listen to the FBI agents speaking for themselves, believe threatens them, not only with their livelihood, but just their day-to-day sense of safety in our country.
One of the enormous stories with the Trump administration the last 10 days or so has been the assault, the dismantling, the trying to unveil to the American consumer the fraud tied to the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. Mm-hmm. And the Washington Post, in the last few hours, has cited 12 examples.
Yeah.
12 examples from a new news release that was released about waste and abuse run deep.
Produced by the White House, yes.
Yep. This is from the White House itself. And pointing out what, Major, about those 12 releases? Pointing out that inaccuracies over and over and over
11
again.
11 out of 12.
And what? And the 11 of the 12 provided.
Yeah. Were either completely inaccurate or lacked massive context. an explanation. Yeah. So the president said today that it has to be shut down because there were kickbacks, corruption, and all sorts of illegality. Well, Chad, guess what? There's a Justice Department that I believe is supervised by this current president. Go ahead and bring the cases.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see you prove it.
Do it.
Let's see you prove it in court. Let's go. Let's go. Because if you aren't bringing cases, then you are letting corrupt kickback people get away with corruption and kickbacks. How could you ever tolerate that, Mr. President? I wait with bated breath for these cases. Now, that's not to say that USAID doesn't have grants that raise eyebrows for certain things.
Absolutely.
In certain places, yeah. In certain contexts. That's fine. That is a debatable subject. But do we have to entirely obliterate one of the most successful foreign aid programs initiated by any president in modern history, PEPFAR, set in motion by George W. Bush, that has saved the lives, I believe, of at least 20 million people in Africa infected with HIV, AIDS?
Think about what Major
the farmers,
just said, by the
What
way.
About the farmers in the Midwest who provide some of the agriculture aid that is sitting on docks right now, waiting to go to places like Sudan, waiting to go to Gaza, waiting to go to Yemen, places you may not think are important to you personally, but are part of the means by which America, with the American flag on each and every bag, on each and every truck, distributes aid to prevent people from starving as a expression of our, one, values, and two, we are a wealthy country, and we wish to share some of our wealth to alleviate your most profound suffering. Now, look, some in your audience may say, I'm done with that. I don't care about that. Okay, fine. That's a policy argument. You go through Congress because USAID was set up in 1961 under the John F. Kennedy administration, the Foreign Assistance Act. You go through Congress and you take it apart that way. You don't just send three or four people associated with Elon Musk to shut down the computer system, put black tape over the name of the agency at the Ronald Reagan building in downtown Washington, D.C., and say everything you do and everything you touch is corrupt. That
with
is
with no oversight of Elon Musk.
None. And the president said today that they have access to your Social Security number, my bank account, my address, your address, because our security systems are weak. No, that's not what happened. You signed an executive order that directed them to plug in insecure servers into secure federal infrastructure.
Yep.
That's exactly what happened.
Great stuff as always. I'm setting the over under of my FaceTime reaches out to you 74. 74 times on Sunday. All right, man. Have a great weekend.
We'll talk
next week.
Have a great weekend. See you.
Major here on CCO.